talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. Whether taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up quick, you coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans from the transport sector. So hold a seat, may soon come back. One already.
Yo!
Youth, you really mean to tell me say you got country and couldn't even bring back one jelly for me?
That's cool, Bridget. You know, you say I'm period in the country, man. I couldn't even manage to bring back none for myself, much less for all you.
So not even some rainwater you could have bring back then? I say I'm off.
Oh, I'm to the youth, yeah, man.
But the real talk still, you know, brother. You see, as you mentioned rain, you know, said the National Works Agency has spent $96 million on drain cleanage in all of the parish them.
No, man. If you never mentioned NWA, something would I really wrong. But tell me more still, cause that them something them really want to hear about.
Yeah, man. Time and time again, me tell you some life to keep myself informed, you know, brother. So, boom. At the second part of the island-wide drain cleanage program, you see me? Them did start at the top of the hurricane season, and them a continue the works.
So, what kind of work them a focus on?
You don't know send up a big pan pre-planning and thing already, you know. So, me not have to tell you that. Them done map out the critical drains and gullies clean, like the one them were in our flood-prone areas and we connect to major drainage networks.
So them start or what?
Well, them will finalize some details in some parish, but the overall cleaning project are going over the next 8 weeks still.
So every gully and drain I get clean?
Boy, that would have nice still, you know. But that can't, because them will work with a budget, you see me? So what end up letting them do now is have some consultations with the parish reps, and them a pick the most important drains to do. You understand, Matt?
Yeah. That sound inclusive, man. We like how the development and the upful movements are going still. By the way, you hear about that mix patching program we soon start?
Watch ya. Brother, I since when you start keep up with the works, them.
No worry yourself, Bridging. NWA.gov.jm are the website, you know. So I click on it one a few times, yes?
So why them a patch up here now?
Well, it's a $200 million program for works in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Thomas and St. Catherine. And it's the second part of works them normally do to maintain secondary roads.
But wait, me almost sure so our next batching program didn't go on with you, you know?
Yes, man, that was a $240 million program done in the other 10 parishes last month. And there's another patching program for $123 million to come in 9 parishes.
So the one happened last month cost $240 million, and the one where if it happens soon in our 4 parish them, that will cost $200 million. Plus the next one if we start in a few weeks, that will cost $123 million. No man, money I spend, that about $563 million alone for unpatching.
Yes, youth. So, under the $200 million one we soon start, 74 roadways are going to benefit, like Arfachi Road, Rakal to Parks Road, Yalas to Easington, and Negro River Bridge to Hallhead in St. Thomas. Just for name a few.
What you say? More traffic headache?
No, no. Motorists just need to follow the warning signs and them good.
Well, look at the table them turn up, Mr. NWA.
No, Bridging, but as I keep myself informed, I'm to you, man. Look at more general.
Now say a word about Georgie. We'll link on the road.
And guess what? We have arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. For producer Twyla, I'm Joel, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on do your thing, and go on go do road.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.